It was part because when I was canvassing recently for the Ramsey South Ward, I did find that a lot of the pavements had issues, which was compounded then by some of the residents that did point out some of the undulations and issues and potholes, etc., that were on the highway. Then on polling day, we had a number of incidents and accidents, which unfortunately people had tumbled out of their mobility carts, and some people with prosthetic limbs had mentioned that they had difficulty with some of the variants in the pavements. So, true to my word, we're going to do something about it.
What do you hope to get out of it?
Hopefully people will embrace the opportunity to report faults on the pavements and on the highways, and that could be low-hanging branches, it might be overgrown hedges. Equally, it might be that there's a horrible curb or that the entrance to a property is on a particularly bad slope. We will then report that through notify.im to highways. Some of the issues RTC might be able to do something about straight away. Other things, we may be able to get some of the homeowners to do something about it. But equally, then, we'll keep a record and we'll keep on the case.
You said just then that during the election campaign, people raised this as an issue. So what kinds of things did they tell you and what were their experiences?
I think some people, unfortunately, are more housebound than they need to be because they're not able to get out and about. They're a little bit frightened that they might tumble or take a fall. Prior to polling day, I had a lady from Mayfield contact me who had difficulty getting to Tesco's. So that's a subsistence thing then, that people aren't able to get to the things that they need on the day-to-day. We've got young people who are scooting around the town. We'd like them to be able to scoot safely. Also, from the perspective of people getting around the town sociably, it would be nice if people are able to do that without the fear of tumbling out of their mobility cart.
What specifically would you like to see improved around the town? Is it just pavements and roads, or is it sort of wider highway infrastructure as well?
I think everybody knows that there's wider highway opportunities to have an uplift. Again, I think we know that we haven't got a bottomless bucket of cash to sort things out, but we're looking at slips and trips primarily. Hopefully we can reduce incidents and accidents where people aren't unnecessarily injured and that their confidence is boosted for those people that are it. We can get people out and around the town to engage with the shops. And if there is a particularly bad route, we've now got the opportunity with our library staff are going to perform the administrative task that sometimes people aren't able to do online. So they can pop into the library, they can fill out the whereabouts of what the issue is, and we'll be able to do the digital bit on their behalf.
If somebody does have an issue, what is the process for reporting? And is it something that you'd like to work with the DOI on as well and get their input into as well?
In the past, we have worked with the DOI, and the DOI have been very responsive, so we're not here for a highways bashing. It's the little tiny details that sometimes cause people to have a sprain or an injury or a tumble, those confidence-boosting matters that we can resolve. So from a reporting perspective, people can report directly on notify.im through the government portal if they're able to, so we would implore people to do that. If they're not able to do it, and quite often those people who are walking with their aids are not the most tech savvy people, so hopefully we can help them. If they pop into the library, we'll be able to take their details of where the issue might be, and hopefully then we will collate all of those, so we're not reporting. We can let the highways people know, who have always been very responsive. That could be manholes, trip hazards, whatever it might be, overgrown hedges, and that the right people will find the information and hopefully we'll be able to resolve it. The dates of the campaign are from the 15th of September to the 27th of September. That's when we're going to focus our attention, and hopefully we'll make it something that we do annually and we'll make the town a better place.